Will more people who say that their illness was caused by a swine flu vaccine go to court now after one woman settled her case yesterday? Aoife Bennett from Naas in County Kildare claimed she developed narcolepsy, a life-changing sleep disorder, as a result of receiving Pandremix, that's a vaccine for swine flu, at school 10 years ago when she was 16. In her High Court action, it was claimed that the vaccine hadn't been properly tested and that there were inadequate warnings about potential side effects. Her claims were denied, and the vaccine maker GlaxoSmithKline said no link had been established between narcolepsy and Pandremix. The case was settled without admission of liability. Aoife Bennett's costs will be paid by the HSE and the Minister for Health, but not by the other two plaintiffs, the Health Products Regulatory Authority and the drug company. Full details of the settlement have not been made public. Aoife Bennett's mother, Mary, was on drive time last evening.
The case was very difficult on Aoife and could have continued for a long, long time yet. Mm. And I suppose we're just an ordinary family, and it's a very difficult task taking on the state and taking on a multinational company like GSK. The state has unlimited funds to defend this case, but unfortunately a family like us wouldn't have that.
That's Aoife Bennett's mother, Mary, speaking to Mary Wilson on RTE's Drive Time yesterday. The Minister for Health and the HSE are not available to us this morning. The State Claims Agency told us that they did not seek a confidentiality undertaking from the plaintiff or her family. Ty Kennedy is secretary of a group called Sound, sufferers of unique narcolepsy disorder. He's the father of 16-year-old Jack, who suffers from narcolepsy. Ty Kennedy, good morning. Thank you very much for talking to us today.
Morning, Gavin. Yeah, no problem.
Can you tell us about Jack and about his narcolepsy?
Jack and his narcolepsy. Jack, by coincidence, Jack was inoculated and got the vaccine on the very same day that Aoife did, on the 10th of December 2009. He's one of three siblings. Three boys were brought by their mum to get the vaccination because they were at that age. They were at the young, vulnerable age, and they were vaccinated. Jack developed the unique narcolepsy. Within a month, he was displaying symptoms. So the court case yesterday may say that it wasn't a causal effect, but I would definitely, and we always maintained, it definitely was a large contributory factor in causing my son's narcolepsy. That's Pandemrix. And it was devastating. He's grown up with it. He is much younger than Aoife, so he is only 16 now. That's the age he actually got it. But he has spent most of his life with narcolepsy.
And tell me about the effect it's had on his life over the last 10 years now.
10 years, I would say the first two, before we got diagnosis and before we could get treatment and medication for it, that was the hellish bit, not knowing what's wrong with your child, not knowing why he just falls down or stumbles or was sleeping just odd times around the place or was having these crazy mental hallucinations, really petrifying hallucinations. After diagnosis, which happened late 2012, since then he has been a very, very heavily medicated young man, and he has progressed okay, but he is a life on medication now and regular naps, pretty much. That's it. And that's a lifelong condition. That's the rest of his life.
What are you going to do now as a result of what happened yesterday? Because in Aoife Bennett's case it was settled without admission of liability, so the objective of proving the issue of liability for cases like yours and the almost 100 similar cases hasn't been proved.
No, it hasn't been proved. I would personally say that I heard what I needed to hear on the first couple of days in court. We heard the opening statement that laid out the case that Pandemrix was not properly clinically trialed drug, and it was used on a healthy population in this country. It had devastating effects on people. The management of the case then, when these reports were coming in about the adverse effects, it was totally mismanaged. That's what we always maintained. And the state then was just really, really, really painstakingly slow to react or do anything about it. And even after diagnosis and over the years, they've been very reluctantly, grudgingly giving anything to anybody that suffers with anything to do with narcolepsy, pandemics related narcolepsy, any of the supports, anything, are just so haphazard, ad hoc. That is the painful bit about it for a lot of people. It's just a mess. It's totally mismanaged. And I think that was the crux of seeking responsibility and liability in IFA and our cases going into these four cases.
The case, as we said,
somebody has to stand up and fix it.
Yes, it was settled without admission of liability. So will you now proceed with the case yourself?
I'm presuming we're still on the list yet to go ahead. It's up to the government now. They have spent millions, and it's over like 5 or 6 years at least, fighting these cases before they ever went near a case. They were 12 visits into the courts just on the discovery of document stage. They have spent millions fighting and aggressively fighting this case. And it's just bonkers because, you know, the company, DSK, has settled these cases in other countries. They've definitely settled in the last 2 or 3 years in England. So why in the Irish system, why are we so aggressively fighting against our own people that basically went out and trusted the vaccination scheme and did it for the benefit of everybody? And this is the thanks you get. When something goes wrong, you're put through this trauma.
In a statement provided to us by the Department of Health, they say that an expert group was established in June of last year to examine the law in relation to personal injuries arising in the healthcare context and to explore alternative mechanisms by which claims could be managed more effectively, particularly from the perspective of the person on whose behalf a claim has been made. A report from this expert group is expected in the coming weeks, the recommendations of which will be taken into account in relation to the development of any vaccine compensation scheme. Is that something that would be of interest, do you think, to you and indeed other people in the sound group?
I would take a very holistic view to that. Yes, absolutely yes. If you partake in any vaccination scheme, there's a beginning, a middle, and end. You take part of it, you look for herd immunity. If something goes wrong, if there's an adverse effect, you take care of, or you're taken care of. It's built into the program, or your vaccination program, but it isn't at the moment. The no-fault compensation scheme, yeah, another group is talking about it, Gavin.
Yes.
Yeah, that was first mooted in 2002. It's on the programme from government from 2016. I am aware of it, but in nearly 20 years, we haven't seen anything like a result in coming to any agreement about. No government has come to any agreement about how to establish that, so I wouldn't be holding my breath about that, but it is definitely something that should be in place.
Tyke, thank you very
Too
much.
Too late now for us.
Tyke, thank you very much for speaking to us this Hello. Morning and apologies for the difficulty with the quality of the line there. That's Tyke Kennedy. He's Secretary of Sufferers of Unique Narcolepsy Disorder and he's also the father of 16-year-old Jack who suffers from narcolepsy. It's 20 minutes past 8.